Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is the first step towards bowl season now with the announcement on Sunday where Penn State is headed. And it's not where a lot of people thought or wanted this team to go. Not going to go to Pasadena, going to the Cotton Bowl instead against Memphis. So we'll break that down. We'll also look back a little bit further into last week, going back to James Franklin's contract extension, some other news, a decommitment. So we'll break that down as well. Also a big recruiting weekend on campus as we gear up towards the first National Signing Day on December 18th. Looking ahead to 2021, so we'll break down what you need to know about this past week and on the recruiting front. And then Jeff Brown's going to join us to talk some Penn State basketball. Not the best time to do it. We'll see what kind of mood our friend Jeff is in after a blowout loss on the road to Ohio State. So first things first, we are going to get to the bowl announcement and where we think things went wrong for Penn State going to the Rose Bowl. This segment brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. It's officially available now in Pennsylvania. The trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise now to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. You have to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever. You can deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds using the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you can take advantage of a great sign-up offer. You get a free bet just for signing up. So no risk. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. You can also use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Penn State to the Cotton Bowl, Greg. First of all, you know, the big question just from your vantage point is how do you interpret what the College Football Playoff Committee is doing? And I ask that because now it looks like each year there's a new set of criteria that I didn't know about from the previous year. I know every year is different. The first four, I don't think there was much of a debate over those, and we'll get to those in a moment. But for Wisconsin to go into the weekend number eight, come out of it number eight, and almost say, as long as you don't embarrass yourself in a conference championship game, it's like that game never happened.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week, Dustin, but I mean, trying to, and we didn't necessarily set people up to think that the Cotton Bowl was an option, but I would hope that we at least gave off the impression that you just can't trust anything that you think your eyes see when it comes to likelihood of what the committee is going to do. Because, I mean, Wisconsin is basically hardly even punished for having three losses. Now, I understand two of them came against the top team in the country, but the number two ranked team in the country, as it turns out. But it's not as if those games were close. I mean, you talk about I hate to use the word gutless, but I mean, a second half effort by the Badgers was stunning, really. I know Ohio State's a good football team, you know, obviously, but to play the first half the way they did and then play the second half the way they did was just stunning to me. So, you know, they lose to Illinois as well. Could you make the argument that the fact that Penn State and Wisconsin, fairly similar resumes, obviously beyond the fact that Ohio State beat Wisconsin twice. But, you know, can you make the argument that because Wisconsin has not been to the Rose Bowl as recently as Penn State, and because Penn State has not been to the Cotton Bowl since 1975, and because of the fact that, you know, you look at how they like to spread around bowl up teams as much as possible and try and get fans and players and coaches to destinations they haven't been in a while. You know, it doesn't necessarily shock me that they fell into the Cotton Bowl, but, you know, I think a lot of people are using the word snub to start the week here, and I think that's fair, too, when it relates to Penn State not getting into the Rose Bowl. I thought they had a good year, but you know, it felt like a year that was worthy of a Pasadena trip. Doesn't work out that way, and now they head to Dallas.
Yeah, it's really, I think my feeling with all this, and it was more in context of the top four, but it felt like number of losses was kind of the ultimate tiebreaker between two teams. And I think you can stack Penn State and Wisconsin side by side by both the eye test and by the strength of their resume and say that these are two pretty equal teams. Now, do you punish one of those equal teams for getting the opportunity to play a 13th game? I don't know, but they lost a third game. I kind of snickered at this going into the weekend, but Jerry Palm from CBS Sports, you know, he's been doing this a long time. He felt like Wisconsin was going to be the pick for the Rose Bowl. He thought that Penn State was going to need a blowout. Like he told Dave Jones, he thought Penn State was going to need a blowout. And I think they just need a loss. I don't know of like an overtime, like highly, highly competitive loss, but I thought they just needed a loss. And it just kind of shows, I guess, what little we know. We meaning, you know, not just you and me, because we don't know very much, but we meaning the public at large about this entire process. And you throw another variable out there, as you just did, the fact that these bowls are going to have other criteria and say, hey, like we just had Penn State, you know, 3 years ago. Let's do Wisconsin instead. And what are you supposed to do about that? That's just another little wrench in the plan. But
right.
It's not like the Cotton Bowl is a bad destination. It's against a group of five teams, so that's kind of an issue that people aren't really super excited about the matchup. But it should be a pretty good game. You mentioned an 8.5-point favorite. It should be a pretty fun game.
Yeah, it really should be. I mean, I think it's down to 7 at this point, and there's going to be some people interested in betting a Memphis team that, you know, wins the AAC title. I always got to make sure I don't say ACC. It gets me every time.
You would be the subject of another Dabo Sweeney rant. Y'all don't want us in the game. You're trying to play us out of the game.
Nice.
We got to win by 500. We got to go 500. No, they still don't want us in the game. What a schmuck, yeah. Man. What a schmuck.
It goes back to
That's
him.
My first ever Dabo impression. I thought it was all right.
It was pretty good. Yeah, thumbs up. Yeah, you know, it goes back to, you know, his whole rant last year about, oh, little old Clemson. It's like, dude, you're one of the highest revenue-producing schools in the country. You have had one big recruiting class after another. So, you know, to try and play this woe is us card, and because people are a bit skeptical of the fact that you've won the last three ACC title games by like a combined 65-10. I mean, come on, give me a break. But, you know, I do think going back to the Cotton Bowl, that people will be interested in backing a Memphis team that has an interim head coach. It seems to be incredibly well liked by the players. I think the players at a school like Memphis, you know, are motivated to try and win a game against a Power 5 school and show that, you know, hey, look, we belong in these conversations too. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for Penn State, but, I mean, Memphis is a group of five school for a reason too. So while they're not going to come out there and roll over, Penn State is going to have an upper hand when it gets to the stadium, no doubt.
A big talent advantage, and that's always the thing that you're looking to see how it plays out. You know, Penn State's going to have some margin for error, you would suspect, in this game. If you're looking for a perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life, you have to go to 409 Tailgate Club right now, not later, right now. Check out the Tailgate Christmas gift box filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a 409 Tailgate Club apron, all in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a discount on your purchase, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. It's really convenient that we have such a memorable abbreviation, KSN. Punch it into every website you go and see what happens. Who knows?
Why not?
We're expanding our reach, and it might just get you a discount that you never saw coming. So that 409 Tailgate Club, those guys are awesome. Their sauces and rubs are awesome. And I'm sure, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure the gift box and the apron are awesome as well. What did you think about James Franklin, the way, you know, he spoke about this on Sunday? Well, you wouldn't expect him to say anything other than we're excited to be there. But I think it's true that, you know, if you're a Penn State fan, considering it's not the glamour of going to Pasadena, but going to Dallas and going to this monstrosity of a AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, I mean, that's got to have some appeal. And I don't think fans traveling for this game is going to be an issue, because it never is.
No, it definitely is. And I do think that you'll see Penn State show up in force for this one, just because, A, there's plenty of alumni in Dallas, and B, it's, again, and, you know, this goes back to whether it's right or wrong, it's a chance for a lot of fans, for even James Franklin, to go to a place that they've never been before for not just a game, period, but a Penn State football game. So, you know, I think that's obviously a good indicator of what, you know, again, if you want to look at it glass half full and say that Penn, you know, it doesn't matter if Penn State got snubbed for this game because they're going somewhere they haven't been before, then, you know, James Franklin's willing to play that card with you. So, does it, you know, I guess the one thing I would say is that this almost feels like one of those games where, you know, how much does a win in the Cotton Bowl help Penn State from a perception standpoint? Because, yeah, you can talk about 11 wins and all that, but it almost has the same feel of playing Pitt in a way, where if you win, everyone says, well, yeah, you were supposed to do that. And if you lose, you know, it's a catastrophe. So, you know, I don't know what else we're getting into the rest of this segment or show, but, you know, the thing that caught me off guard more over the weekend was Ricky Ronnie being linked to the Old Dominion head coaching job, yeah. That more so than the Cotton Bowl or the Rose Bowl or anything else, because
spoil it. We are going to get into that. I mean, go for it, but
no, I'll hold off. I'll have more Cotton Bowl thoughts. You know, we'll get to that in a little bit, but
what you're saying is correct, though, that this is, as a Group of Five program that doesn't really get a ton of respect. Where are they? They're number 18 or something
17.
Like that. 17. That doesn't get a ton of national. This is like a program defining type opportunity. It is the same dynamic as Pitt. Pitt beating Penn State was a program defining. I know they beat Clemson and they've had some other good wins along the way, but it's a program defining win. That upside doesn't exist for Penn State. You're just hoping that you can take care of business and not lose this game.
Right. So, I mean, again, there's obviously a lot of ways to look at this, but more than any, you know, I saw a lot of things on social media over the weekend and sort of some people putting bowl season into perspective, and that there's a lot of guys that maybe don't have anywhere to go for the holidays, don't know what they would be doing during the holidays, and now they get to go pick up some bowl swag and stuff like that, you know, and go play one final game with their teammates and coaches in 2019. So no matter how you see it, it is exciting, disappointing, somewhere in the middle, whatever. Just keep in mind that a lot of guys that, you know, will be looking forward to this game on both sides of the field. And for Penn State, you know, Ettore Gross Matos has said he's going to play. Obviously, you know, Will Fries announced over the weekend he's coming back. I'm sure we'll get into that too. So this has been a much better start, I think, to the offseason than what Penn State experienced last year. So I don't know if that was by design or if it just kind of worked out that way, but, you know, we haven't seen all the announcements come in yet in terms of guys who could leave early versus staying, but Penn State probably couldn't ask to be hitting at a better rate so far.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close to the best case. You should have expected Ettore Gross Matos to move on. One big one is hanging out there for sure, and KJ Hamler. We'll see when we find out about that. We'll get into all those draft eligibility things. I also want to get into the four-team playoff field, get your thoughts on that, and recap some of the other news of the week, including the news that Greg teased, Ricky Ronnie being linked to Old Dominion. We'll get into all that right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.